proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible study. In our series about how men in the Old Testament interacted with God, we turn our attention to Job and note that Job feared God. God manifested himself throughout the Bible as a personal deity. He networked with people, revealing facets of his character to them. Job was one of the earliest people that God interacted with. The book of Job, which according to some commentators might be the oldest book in the Bible, the book of Job described events which seemed to have occurred before God gave the Mosaic Law to the Jewish people. Events that might have occurred even before the era of the Hebrew patriarchs. The initial verse of Job chapter 1 revealed two salient facts about its protagonist. First of all, Job feared God. Then he avoided committing evil. For this session, we will focus on that first point, namely that Job feared God. What was meant by that statement? Yare, the Hebrew noun translated as fear, can possess a variety of connotations. The word could allude to the emotions experienced by someone who apprehended impending danger. Furthermore, yare could denote the reverential awe with which one being can regard another. The author of Psalm 19 described the fear of the Lord as being, quote, clean, unquote. He said it was, quote, enduring forever, unquote. The fear of the Lord not only constitutes the beginning of wisdom, as Psalm 111 put it, but also the beginning of knowledge, according to the first chapter of Proverbs. The fear of God produced a mindset that enabled its possessor to overcome adversity. According to Proverbs chapter 15, better is little with fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith, unquote. Then, as stated in the next verse in Proverbs, quote, better is dinner of herbs with lovers than a stalled ox and hatred therewith, unquote. Any person who feared God, such as Job, any person who feared God could enjoy life more fully than a well-to-do person who lacked that virtue. In Proverbs 19, Solomon wrote, quote, the fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil, unquote. Job's fear of the Lord sustained him during his trials, keeping him from going astray. Two examples of Job's signal allegiance to God occur within the first two chapters of the book. After God took Job's children and his wealth away from him, we read that Job, quote, fell down on his face and worshipped, unquote. Job did not turn away from God in his adversity. He said, quote, the Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord, unquote. The author of the book of Job observed that, quote, in all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly, unquote. Rather than him cursing God and die, as his wife advised him to do, Job maintained his integrity. Indeed, he rebuked his wife for her statement, exclaiming, quote, shall we receive good at the hand of the Lord, and shall we not receive evil, unquote. Again, the author of the book of Job reiterated that, quote, in all this did not Job sin with his lips, unquote. Job spoke the thing that is right about God. He did not criticize God's justice in sending him seemingly undeserved afflictions. When God finally spoke to Job in the final chapters of that book, Job humbly submitted to him. The fear of God kept Job from rebelling against him and allowed Job to maintain his integrity. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.